Profiles of their victim and killer. Now get some rest. Everyone had listened. Except, of course, Dee Dee. It was nearly 10 p.m. She should be returning home, kissing her husband hello, checking in on her 3-year-old son, already tucked into bed at this late hour, working on her own good night's sleep, versus hanging out at a darkened crime scene with her toddler's current favorite nursery rhyme running through her head. But she couldn't do it. Some instinct, insight, had driven her back to this too quiet townhouse. For most of the day, she and her fellow detectives had stood here and debated what they saw. Now she stood with the lights out in the middle of a blood-scented room and waited for what she could feel. Rock-a-bye, baby. Christine Ryan had already been dead before the killer had made his first cut. That much they could tell from the lack of anguish stamped into her pale face, meaning the murder hadn't been about the victim's pain, but about presentation, staging, the ritual itself, a killer with a compulsion to skin. The ME would check for hesitation marks, if determining jagged edges was even possible given the mounds of thin, curling skin, as well as test for evidence of sexual assault. But once again, Dee Dee suffered a nagging sense of discomfort. Those elements were the things a criminal investigator could see, and deep inside, Dee Dee already suspected that was the wrong track. Indulging, in fact, in exactly what the killer wanted them to focus on. Then it came to her, the thought she'd had in the back of her head, the first and foremost question worth pursuing, and the reason she now stood in the dark, her vision deliberately obscured. Why set a scene? A sound in the distance. The townhouse's front door easing carefully open. A creak of the stair riser as a heavy foot found the first step. The groan of a floorboard just down the hall. A sound. Once distant, now closer, and that quickly Sergeant Detective Dee Dee Warren realized something she should have figured out 15 minutes ago. Jack's favorite lullaby, the children's song she'd been humming under her breath. That tune wasn't coming from solely inside her head. Someone else was singing it too, softly, outside the bedroom. Rock-a-bye baby on the treetop. Dee Dee's hand shot to her sidearm, unsnapping the shoulder holster, drawing her Sig Sauer. She whirled, dropping into a crouch as her gaze scanned the corners for signs of an intruder. No shifts in the blackness, no shadows settling into the shape of a human form. But then she heard it, a creaking floorboard elsewhere in the apartment. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. Quickly, she crept from the bedroom into the darkened hall, leading with her weapon. She reached the top of the stairs, still looking from side to side, then peering down into the inky pool that marked the landing below. The humming had disappeared. Worse than the singing was the total silence. Then, from out of the darkness, low and lilting, "Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop," Dee Dee halted. Her gaze ping-ponged reflexively, trying to determine the location of the intruder as the singing continued, slow and mocking. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. She got it then, felt her own blood turn to ice as the full implication sank in. Why do you stage a scene? Because you're looking for an audience. Or maybe one audience member in particular, say a hard-working detective stupid enough to be found after dark at a crime scene all alone. She reached belatedly for her cell. Just as a fresh noise registered directly behind her, she spun, eyes widening, as a figure darted out of the shadows heading straight for her, and when the bough breaks, the cradle will fall. Instinctively, Dee Dee stepped back, except she'd forgotten about the top of the staircase. Her left foot, searching for traction, found only open space. No! Her phone clattering down, her Sig Sauer coming up. Then the shadow reaching out, herself falling back. Down, down, down. At the last second, Dee Dee squeezed the trigger, an instinctive act of self-preservation. Boom, boom, boom! Though she knew it was too little too late. Her head connected with the hardwood landing, a crack, a shooting pain. The final lyric whispering.